At today's press conference, Capitol Police Chief David Heinle said more than 300 uniformed officers will be on duty. The force will be made up of personnel from the Capitol, City, and University of Wisconsin Police Departments, and bolstered with officers from Dane County and the Wisconsin State Patrol. The staging area for the National Socialist Movement's rally will be split up into sections for media, speakers, and demonstrators. Heinle added that everyone attending will be subject to search. Heinle repeated an appeal issued earlier by the Madison Mayor's office.
If you have a different view than the National Socialist Movement, to find an alternative way to express those views and in a safe environment, perhaps at a different time or attending a different rally on a different day.
Heinle says the plan borrows from other cities where similar rallies have taken place. He says for the most part, prior rallies have gone well, aside from a 2005 incident in Ohio.
The one event that I know of was Toledo last fall that resulted in a riot that with approximately $1 million worth of damage. The lesson learned there was to have a strong police presence up front and to keep separation between the opposing views.
The National Socialist Movement is openly anti-immigrant and embraces Adolf Hitler as a visionary. Many cultural groups are split on whether it's best to counter protest or ignore the Nazi group's rally. Both protesters and supporters of the rally say they want a peaceful event. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.